Hi, and welcome to our Teresian podcast. I am Lucia Mashler, and I'm a senior.
I'm Kara McLean, and I'm a senior as well.
I'm Adriana Omis, and I'm a sophomore.
This podcast is basically just going to touch on why Teresian is such a big deal for sophomores. They start talking about it like months in advance, and they start dress shopping in August. We've all been there, so we know what it's like, but for those freshmen, you'll be able to know what's going to happen next year. As our resident sophomore, Adriana, why do you think Teresian is such a big deal?
It's our first formal dance, so I feel like it's a really big deal because we haven't gotten to worry about this yet. We haven't had to plan out dates and find dresses and parties and after parties and limousines and corsages and everything. It's a lot to take on, but it's kind of, everyone makes such a big deal about prom. It's the whole, like, this is preparing us for prom, kind of.
Right, yeah.
And everyone wants their prom experience to be the best. So build up to it, I guess. But we all freak out about it because we just want it to be perfect.
Are you pretty far along in your Teresian plans?
Pretty much. I have a date, I have a dress, I have shoes. That's important. I think I have my group set. We're planning out dinner plans right now, and then we're not worrying about party bus because that's just a lot of money that I don't feel I need.
It's way farther than I am. I completely dreaded Teresian sophomore year. I knew literally no boys because I came from a grade school that had 7 boys in the graduating class, and I was close with 2 of them. One of them was my cousin, and one of them was my best friend's boyfriend. So I was pretty much stuck. So I ended up taking one of my best girlfriends from a different school because I thought she would be more fun than taking some awkward guy I barely knew.
Sophomore year, I remember freaking out about it, like, literally freshman year. I remember thinking, like, in May, like, I need to meet, because I was the same way as you, Lucia. Like, I didn't have, like, a solid group of guy friends that I kind of hung out with some boys, but, like, those awkward freshman parties where, like, girls are on this side, boys are on the other side, and, like, no one talks, really. Mm-hmm. And so that was, like, my experience with boys freshman year, so I did not have anyone to ask, so literally in June, I, like, made it a summer goal to meet someone to be able to ask to Teresian in October, and I was just like, oh my gosh, it was so stressful and so unnecessary, and it didn't happen, and I was like, I felt bad about myself, because I don't know, I feel like it's a big deal in sophomore year, because it's kind of like a status thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you know a boy, then, like, you're cool. Like, you have a date to Teresian.
The cute boy who's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't, and so I felt, like, bad about myself. But then once I got to the dance, a lot of my other friends didn't ask anyone, but we had so much fun, and it was, I don't know, I feel like there was a lot of pressure to ask someone, and then the girls that did, like, from my experience, did not have as much fun.
Right. It seemed like there weren't that, like, the girls who did ask guys, like, it was set up. It was, like, they were, like, so freaked out about, like, it being awkward and stuff that they forgot to have fun.
Yeah, and so. It was so awkward sophomore year.
Yeah.
So, like, regardless, I think it's more fun if you're just, like, awkward with your friends than awkward with a boy that you don't really know.
Right.
See, I had planned on taking my best guy friend, but some plans changed, and he was just kind of a backup for a while, and I don't really know this guy that well. But I like him, and and we're good friends. We get along fine.
That's good. It won't be too awkward,
because we're just...
Yeah.
It won't be too awkward.
That'll be exciting.
And his friend's coming with another one of my friends as his date, so we have the group thing kind of going
on.
Okay,
good.
So...
Good dynamic.
Yeah, we should be able to figure this out without being too awkward, because we all know each other.
Another, like, stressful thing I feel is, like, asking your date in a cute way. Like, if you have a date, it's, like, you have to ask in the best way possible. And I have never done that until this year for Teresian. I asked my date in a cute way, but...
What was that cute way?
He lives in front of, like, this park, so there's a chain link fence in front of his house, and I took, like, styrofoam cups and stuck them in, like, they do at, like, college universities, and spelled out Teresian really huge, and it was kind of awkward because his mom saw us out the window and, like, was, like, trying to close blinds really fast because I don't think she knew what we were doing, but... It was funny. I mean, there are so many ways to ask. Like, I know one girl who dressed up in a gorilla suit, went to the Rockers parking lot, and, like, sat on her date's car. I would never have the nerve to do that.
No,
I wouldn't either.
But, like, as a sophomore, I don't know many sophomores who ask in a cute way.
I've heard of one guy who asked one of my friends to go to homecoming, and he came to school and, like, kidnapped her, tried to, like, kidnap her. It's, like, he put, like, a bag over her head, which is really creepy, and she knew who it was. They're dating. She knew who it was, and he kind of, like, just dragged her along until she could get away from the group, and then he just, like, sat her down and asked her, and it was, like, really weird, but there's photos of it, I think, on Dark News Online, so go check that out. Shameless self-promotion. And I know some people who did candy. I think they spelled it out in candy. Yeah. And then someone did the gorilla suit and bananas and said, I'd go bananas if you'd go with me to Treason. Besides, I don't know anyone else. Like, I messaged my date, and that was it.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's like, if you're not, really, really good friends with a guy, or, like, you know them really well, it's kind of awkward. Because, like, I know a girl, one of my friends is being set up, and so she, like, wanted to ask in a cute way, but if you don't know the guy, it's going to be kind of awkward, you know? But then you feel so bad, like, you don't, like, you're just calling them, hi, do you want to go to this dance with me, you know?
Yeah, I actually would prefer that, though. Like, I mean, like, on my end, like, I'm not that type of personality that's, like...
Yeah.
Exhibitionist, like, can go to the office parking lot and, like, dance around or something. And also, like, I feel like it's a lot, like, more, I don't know, it's just more simple, obviously, but, like, if someone, like, made a big deal outside of my house or something, like, personally, I would be so embarrassed. And I would not want to. But, like, I would want to say no, just, like, on impulse, because I was, like, embarrassed. But also, it's also kind of weird, like, how do you respond? Like, about, like, if you ask someone you don't know, like, if they don't have your phone number and you leave this, like, big
elaborate
thing for
them,
how are they going to get a hold of you? Yeah. Like,
awkwardly call your house, like, you have them a phone book, so, I got your message.
And my answer is yes. Like, I just feel like that'd be
what time do I pick you up? Like,
So I feel like just straight up phone call, simple, classic, and people should not be afraid to do that.
Yeah. And then, Kara, why don't you think juniors and seniors don't get as excited for Treason?
I feel like the hype is kind of over at that point. And, like, it's not the highlight of, like, your high school year that year, because, like, junior year you have another dance, and then senior year, of course, you have prom. So it's kind of like, once you've gone through Treason, you realize that it's really just, like, a mixer in formal dress. Like, I feel like that's the way all dances are, but, like, it's not something to be stressed out about. It's not something to, like, spend, like, over, like, $150
on. Right,
like, it's not that big of a deal.
Spend, like, $300 on a dress.
Yeah.
Now we're just going to give some advice to sophomores preparing for Treason. So,
Adriana. Don't forget about the dress. Don't go for the most expensive thing there, because likely you're going to wear it once, probably, and never wear it again. And that's just a waste of money, in my personal opinion. I bought cheap dresses. I don't know. I got one cheaper dress, and I could probably rewear it afterwards. And I have heels that I will reuse. So just don't forget about that. And then I got it in August, so I guess that's pretty early still. It was the second week of August, but it was the only size that fit me that they had, and I was like, it's one, I might as well get it. And then dates, I waited kind of later for it. I know a lot of girls who asked in June. I waited.
Really?
Yeah. What? I know some girls who were, like, trying to figure out backup dates, like, in June, and I was like, okay. I waited till second week of September. No, I didn't know him until then. It was last week, I think, which was, like, last week of September, I guess. I waited for that and waited to get to know him until I was comfortable with it. So just don't rush it. And rather take a friend than take someone you don't know, because then you won't have fun.
Right. And I would say, off the dress thing, it's always, like, you can borrow your friend's dresses. Like, I did that for most of my dances, and it just turned out better because you didn't have to, you know, buy anything, and they, you know, it looked cute on you, you look cute on them, you know, and you never remember, you think they're going to remember, oh, she wore that dress 2 years ago. No, they're not going to remember, so it's okay. Like, don't freak out about that.
My advice is don't waste a lot of money getting your hair done, because you know, when you're dancing, most likely it will just fall, like, get flat. It's like, it's really hot in the gym, so don't buy a dress that's, like, really obvious, like, if you sweat in it. I don't know, it's awkward when you see people, like, really sweaty at dances, but everyone is, so just, like, prepare for that.
Corsages, get the cheap Hy-Vee ones.
Yeah, do not spend money
on that. They will literally litter the dance floor. They're gonna fall apart.
Don't worry about buying the
$30 nice corsage. Like, that'd be nice, but you don't need it.
That's what I'm discussing right now with some friends. We're trying to figure out if we should order in bulk and just be like matching almost all together. So yeah, Hy-Vee, definitely. It's good.
Don't think that it's gonna be like the most romantic night of your life. Like, if you have a date that you do like don't put pressure on yourself to make that night like the culmination of your relationship.
It's not gonna be like that.
You're gonna be like kind of stressed, like getting from wherever you're eating dinner to taking pictures to all that. So just don't like put pressure on yourself to make it like, I don't know, a stupid high school movie.
Right. It won't happen.
Also, on the food thing, we actually are skipping restaurant. We're just going to have, like, my mom bring a whole bunch of food over to my friend's house. And just have, like, kind of a dinner party almost. So that all of our dates who don't know each other can get to know each other if they don't know each other. But be, like, a big group of friends sitting around. Like a potluck. I don't know.
Yeah, that is definitely the way to go because it's so awkward. Like, if you go somewhere on the plaza and you're, like, walking around in formal dresses, everyone stares at you. Like, don't do it. It's so uncomfortable.
And they're like, oh, what dance is tonight? Oh, no. You don't want to talk to strangers on the plaza. Probably not a good idea. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Comment on Dart News Online if you have any questions or just general things to say. Thank you.